like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland.
Hello, and welcome to the Civil Cajal Slop Hour, 1 a.m. on Friday. I'm joined with my good friend, Harrison.
Hello, hello.
We got Harrison on the air. So how are we feeling tonight, Harrison?
I'm feeling great. I'm ready to get some good music going and get it on the air.
That's good to hear. We got some good music coming up. I'm sorry, I'm a bit late to log into my Spinatron. Taking time.
I just say get the music going.
Of course, as everyone says. Okay, so up first we have a song from I think is the best Velvet Underground solo album, in my opinion.
And what is that?
Paris 1919 by Sir John Cale.
I would tend to disagree, but you know.
So this is the song Child's Christmas in Wales by John Cale from Paris 1919, a classic. I love it. We're starting the show off with it. Let's get it. Please forgive me while I have technical difficulties. Can we hear that? We can't hear that. It's not plugging into the aux properly, so let me fix that. The other aux, this one, is probably working.
I mean, I can hear that.
You can hear it. It's not coming out of the... Oop. There we go, perfect. To Halloween we go.
Candle.
What do we think of that?
All-time banger, honestly.
That's one of my favorite albums, I think. I really adore Paris 1919 by John Cale, his 1973 masterpiece. I think it's the best solo album by any Velvet Underground artist, better than any Lou Reed album.
Really? Better than any Lou Reed album?
You agree with that?
I don't know if I agree with that, to be honest with you.
How does it rank up to, like, Berlin or, like...
I think Berlin's better, to be honest with you. I mean, I was kind of a big Lou Reed guy before. I was big into the Velvet Underground, so... Like, my mom was big into Lou Reed before I got into the Velvet Underground, so that's just kind of what I was introduced to.
The same with me, honestly. I'm gonna say shout-out to my parents right now. I think their wedding song was, like, Perfect Day by Lou
Reed. You are kidding me.
I'm not. I think that's what my mom... I think it's my mom's favorite song. Shout-out my mom right now.
That is incredibly bass, to be honest with you.
Bass means cool if you're listening.
Like, for my mom's reference, I was just introduced to Take a Walk on the Wild Side.
Mm-hmm.
And then far after that, I discovered the Velvet Underground. And then it just completely changed my perspective of Lou Reed and the entire band.
The Velvet Underground is something that, like changes your, like, entire perspective of, like, music as a whole, I think.
No, I will fully agree with that. Hearing fucking Heroin... Oh. Sorry, hearing Heroin and Here Comes Your Man,
yeah,
and by the Pixies, but hearing Heroin completely changes your perspective of music. I would stand by that.
The viola, like, part of the end where it turns,
oh my god,
like a jet turbine.
It's unbelievable. It just, the progression that the song takes is just unlike anything I've ever heard in music before. And the first time I heard it, it just absolutely shifted my perspective of music in general.
It's absolutely crazy. Up next, we have another song by an artist, who is crazy. Have you heard of Mr. Bungle at all?
Oh, of course.
We got a Mr. Bungle song coming up.
Oh, incredible.
Air Conditioned Nightmare off there, too.
Oh, absolute banger.
I think it's their masterpiece.
I think it's their best song, too. I'd agree with that.
I love
this. All right, let's get right into it.
Air Conditioned Nightmare by Mr. Bungle from their 1999 masterpiece, California. Let's hear it.
Oh, are sledgehammers of truth.
Pound the iron heart of sin.
That song's pretty incredible, I'm not gonna lie.
I love Mr. Bungler. Like, they were one of my favorite bands when I was like 15, just because of like the pure gimmick of it, because like their whole thing was like they change genres on their tracks like every like 30 seconds, and I thought like, wow, this is the best band ever.
And like, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like the bands that I thought that were incredible when I was 15 have definitely shifted when I'm older. But then like, we were back in my room, we were listening to Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge.
What a banger.
And I thought it was a banger when I was 15, and I think it's a banger now. Helena and I'm Not Okay are just absolute all-time emo bangers.
Two of the best pop songs.
I think those two are the best pop punk songs ever made. I'm going to stamp that right now.
Absolutely. Not even...
Like that entire album, even though I know it's like a bit hesitant to call it pop punk, it just... It's the best of the genre.
Like, I think by pure definitional terms, like, it's a punk album that's poppy, so I would call it pop punk, but like... It doesn't sound like any other, like, sort of album that's classified as pop punk, so I'm hesitant to call it pop punk, but really it is pop punk, so I think it is the best pop punk
album. Like, I'll agree with you, it is a punk album that has the poppy elements, so it just really is.
Alright.
What we got up next?
Up next we have the greatest song that's shorter than 2 minutes ever made. This is objective. No one's arguing with this.
What is that?
The greatest sub-2-minute song ever made. It's a Game of Pricks by Guided by Voices.
Oh, I 100% agree with that.
1995 classic.
Absolute banger.
This is Alien Lanes. Yes. Okay. Game of Pricks by Guided by Voices. This is such an all-timer. Only a minute and 34 seconds. If you can
Let's
believe
get
it.
Right into it.
Let's hear it. Guided by Voices.
I agree. I do love them.
Have you heard the story of Alien Lanes?
I have not.
It was the, I guess not the story, not the definitive story, but it was the first album that Guided by Voices released signed to Matador Records. Of course, Matador Records, the label of many famous 90s indies artists. It was their first album, Matador Records. Matador Records gave them a $100,000 advance to record the album. And since their definitive sound was just they recorded everything on a four-track tape recorder, it cost them $10 to record the entire album with $100,000 advance.
So they kept the $990,000?
They spent it all on beer.
That's incredible.
Top.
Like, that is exactly what I would do if I were given $100,000 to record an album, to be honest with you.
Record it on a four-track.
Listen, if they're giving you $100,000 and you weren't even recording it on an 8-track, that's kind of insulting, to be honest with you.
Hey, I mean, they were a Matador artist. They got
I don't even care if you're a Matador artist. Like, if somebody's giving you $100,000 to record an album, you're recording that on an 8-track. I don't think that's necessarily an unpopular opinion.
not even an 8-track. Like, that's a whole studio, like, affair. Like,
but at minimum, if you're given $100,000, you're recording it on an 8-track. Am I wrong?
These dudes were from, like, I think they were from Dayton, Ohio. The main dude from Guided, the lead singer who wrote everything, he was like a fourth grade teacher when he was recording all these albums.
I mean, that's still incredible. Like, I can't even be mad about that.
He was in his like late 30s when he recorded.
Oh my god! All right, well, let's just get back into whatever you got next.
What do we have next?
We
have a Squirrel Bait. Have
you heard? Oh, incredible! I've heard this song.
Squirrel Bait, the band Squirrel Bait. You know Slint, of course.
Oh, of course. Spider-Lynn? You kidding me? It's classic.
Squirrel Bait, the drummer from Slint and the guitarist/vocalist from Slint. This was the band they were in before Slint.
Oh, absolutely incredible.
The vocalist is on guitar and the drummer is on drums.
Oh, that's just beautiful.
They were like a post-hardcore band with a little melodic edge, sort of classified as like proto-grunge.
Oh, absolutely beautiful.
You can hear it. This is their cover of... This is a cover they did of Tape from California by Phil Oakes.
Oh, let's get right into this.
I love
this
track so much. I've been humming this for like the past 2 days.
Incredible.
Let's hear it right now.
Okay. Let's get right into it.
Let's get it.
Joe Biden is the Kurt Cobain of politics. He put a shotgun in the mouth of the American body politic and then pulled the trigger. And the brains are on the wall. We'll be right back.
All right, well, that was Squirrel Bait's cover of Tape from California from their 1987 classic, Skag Heaven. I really love that track. I really love Squirrel Bait. I think they were one of the most inventive. I mean, I wouldn't even say inventive because their sound wasn't really new, but sort of one of my favorite post-hardcore acts of, like, the late 70s. I say inventive because, like, their sort of vocal performance kind of, like, predates grunge by a bit, but, like, not really musically and sort of just, like, their sort of tone inflection. Like, you can kind of hear it when you listen to it. But, yeah, like, yeah, I love that album. I love Squirrel Bait. And I love Slint. Up next, we have, you can really hear that beeping. Can you hear that beeping? I don't know. I hear the beeping from the studio. But, yeah, no, we have, a surprise track. I won't introduce this one. This is just a great little track. My guest has absconded to use the bathroom, so he's not here right now for discussion. But we have this song coming up. I won't introduce it. I'm just going to play it, and we're going to hear it. And a lucky listener can try to guess the title, and I'll give you a prize if you correctly guess the title and artist. And let's hear it. I love this song so much. Let's get it.
Caminhando contra o vento, sem lenço, sem documento, no sol de quase dezembro, eu vou. O sol se reparte em crimes, espaçonaves guerrilhas, em cardinales bonitas, eu vou. Em caras de presidentes, em grandes beijos de amor, em dentes, pernas, bandeiras, bomba e Brigitte Bardot. O sol nas bancas de revista me enche de alegria e preguiça. Quem lê tanta notícia? Eu vou por entre fotos e nomes, os olhos cheios de cores, o peito cheio de amor. Pensa em casamento e eu nunca mais fui à escola, sem lenço, sem documento, eu vou. Eu tomo uma Coca-Cola, ela pensa em casamento e uma canção me consola, eu vou. Por entre fotos e nomes, sem livros e sem fuzil, sem fome, sem telefone, no coração do Brasil. Ela nem sabe, até pensei em cantar na televisão. O sol é tão bonito. Eu vou sem lenço, sem documento, nada no bolso ou nas mãos. Eu quero seguir vivendo.
Next song is a request of my guest Harrison. Harrison, would you like to introduce this track?
Yeah, I would. So I got really into metal around, like, I want to say 2016. And one of the first bands that I really got into was Gojira. Mm-hmm. They're a quintet out of France. And the Duplanters are the heads of the band. Mario is the drummer and the singer. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say it. All right. As somebody who is very into metal, the song that we are about to play is my favorite metal song of all time.
Really? The Art of Dying is
your favorite. Oh my god. Listen, like, Dan, I know you haven't heard the song yet, and I know I requested it blind, but The Art of Dying is my favorite metal song of all time. And I think once you hear it, you will understand why.
I'm excited.
It has absolutely incredible guitars, it has absolutely incredible drums, and it has absolutely incredible vocals. And I don't think I have anything to justify outside of that. I will let the song speak for itself. So, this is The Art of Dying off of Gojira's 2009 effort, and I hope all of you enjoy. This is my favorite metal song of all time.
As someone who hasn't gotten super into metal, I'm very excited.
Oh boy, I listen, outside of this broadcast, I have to really get you into metal.
Absolutely.
All right, this is The Art of Dying from Gojira, 2009. Enjoy.
Let's hear it.
Given so much stress and lack of confidence.
Well, that was the Art of Dying by Gojira.
So, I'm just going to say right now, like, Gojira are, in terms of modern metal bands, my favorite. And The Art of Dying is my favorite song by them.
I see a lot of Gojira fans, but, like, metal isn't really, like, a scene I've crossed into.
I gotta get you into them. Like, Gojira is borderline prog metal. Mm-hmm. They have these, like, long, anthemic songs that go about, like, 10, 12 minutes, so it, like, kind of crosses into prog metal in that sense, mm-hmm. but, like, I don't know. They're a French metal outfit. They got to do Planters. They are just absolutely incredible. And I've been into them since around 2012, so.
I need to get into more Gojira, and I just need to get into more metal in general.
I think that in terms of, like, Le Enfance Sauvage and, what's the name of their other album? But, like, and in terms of Le Enfance Sauvage, I think that you would enjoy them incredibly. Like, I think it's very much up your alley.
Hell yeah. That's good to hear.
Yeah, so I'll spend some time getting you into them.
Nice. Before we go into the next song, I think we need to hear a PSA. So, Rivendell?
Oh, my boy. Let's get into some PSAs.
Rivendell, let's take the wheel.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
After this.
The joys we live for.
Kitten.
That was an accident. I accidentally went to automation. Good PSA there.
Yeah, I would agree. If you're going to bust people for your substance, bust them for alcohol, not for marijuana.
I agree. Up next, we got a classic. Technically not a Dan track, but the next best thing. We got a Donald Fagen track. Of course, Donald Fagen.
Oh, boy.
The lead singer of Steely Dan. This is his first solo album, The Nightfly. This is the title track from The Nightfly. And it's very applicable to what we're doing now, because it's about a late-night radio DJ.
Oh, absolute banger. I love Donald Fagen.
I love this album so much. I love the song so much.
No, I agree. It's a great song. It's a great album.
And anyway, let's hear The Nightfly.
Let's get right into it. Enjoy.
Let's hear it. Enjoy.
Skyline. I had a heart of ice, a heart like ice. If you watch your honey to look super swell, you must spring for that little job.
I mean, Donald Fagen's an all-time great.
Really, there were two greats there. I mean, you can't name a great of Steely Dan. It was just two dudes, and they both contributed, you know, equally, I think. So you can't say that there was a definitive best member of Steely Dan. But I think Donald Fagen's solo stuff is definitely you know, in a league of its own. I think, especially the first album, The Night Fly.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. But listen, but I don't know if this is gonna be the last thing I'm gonna say during this show, so I'm gonna give a shout out. If you are up tonight at around 6 a.m., Amy Sow is gonna be doing her first radio show.
Oh, it's 6 a.m.?
Yeah, 6 a.m.
That's pretty
early. I mean, it's a bit early, but if you are awake, I would highly recommend tuning in. She has a great music taste, and she's a great personality, so it would be a great radio show.
It's great to hear.
What do we have after this, Daniel?
Right now, we have a song by song from probably my favorite album of the 2010s. It's, people will disagree with this, but I don't care. It's, well, the song is Untitled Continued by the Brave Little Abacus from their 2010 album.
Oh, boy.
Have you heard, listened to the group?
Oh, of course.
Brave Little Abacus, they're like, if you haven't heard, they're like, I'd call them experimental Midwest emo. That's how I'd best describe them. This is their track, Untitled, parentheses, Continued, from Just Got Back from Discomfort, We're All Right. Personally, one of my favorite albums ever made. One of my top 10 albums, my favorite album in the last decade. And we're going to hear the song, Untitled. Not my favorite track from the album, but one of my favorites from this perfect album. I've said that so many times, but really, I can't restate it enough. Masterpiece, 10 out of 10. We're going to enjoy it right now. Try not to cry in the studio.
Oh, I'm going to try not to.
Let's hear it. Song justice, because I just remembered now it's a three-part, like, it's part of a three-part little symphony thing, and I can't play the whole thing.
I mean, you genuinely cannot do that song justice. That's just, it's in its own league.
That album, I really, 10 out of 10 record right there.
You know what I'm going to say right now?
What are you going to say?
Midwest emo is the best kind of emo.
It is the best kind of emo. These guys aren't even from the Midwest, they're from New Hampshire.
No. I'm aware, but I'm just putting this take out there just for the future. Just if I'm going to listen to emo music, it's going to be from the Midwest.
I don't think anyone's going to really disagree with that take.
Do we have some City Pop up next?
We do have some City Pop up next. We have this album that you turned me on to as I desperately try to log it. I don't know how to spell this dude's name.
So you want to hear how I found out about this album?
How'd you find out about it?
So I was on Instagram and there was a post that said how to get into City Pop. Mm-hmm. And this album After Five Clash was on there. Mm-hmm. And it was purposely under the more bassy, jazzy side of it. Uh-huh. And that's what drew me to it. It is the 8th highest rated City Pop album on Rate Your Music.
That's always good to hear.
And I would like to say, just full stop right now, it has the best slap bass I have ever heard.
That's always good to hear.
And this is After Five Clash. Hope you enjoy.
Let's hear it.
It's a banger.
Bye.
Isn't that an all-time banger?
That was crazy. I love that.
City pop is just one of those genres that just never misses, to be honest with you.
Such a nice song.
The slap bass of that, just absolutely incredible.
Up next, we have an all-timer, I think.
What is that?
Lil B track.
Oh, boy, which one?
I'm God by Lil B.
Oh, my God. Absolute all-time banger. Top 20 rap song of all time, to be honest with you.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. So, I mean, no, I'm going to play out the song. It's the last song, so we're going to say goodbye. Goodbye, Silica Gel Slap Hour.
Listen, I am so happy to be on the Silica Gel Slap Hour for the first time.
It's great, isn't it?
I don't know how it's been this long, but yeah, here I am.
Yeah.
And here you go. If you are awake during Wednesdays at noon.
Tune into Stranger
Waves. Auden is here now. Please. It is absolutely a great time. We have some great music. We have a great co-host, and I would love it if you all could tune in.
Shout out Strange Waves. Silica Gel Slap Hour playing out. Tune in next week, Friday 1 in the morning. Right now we're playing Lil B, I'm God, a classic. And please enjoy, and I hope to see you all next week.
I'm so happy to have y'all here. We'll see you next week.
It's been great. Goodbye.
You know, I always wanted to be the best. You know, I always wanted to be God. This is real talk. Slow B. Yeah. My new name is Space God. Ice cream paint job. Only come out in the dim light. Vampire shouts out to AE. Riding in that 6-0. Move fast, stick slow, think fast, talk slow. Dude try to play me, leave me with his bitch broke. Sorry for the cuss words, fuck that. Curse mode, bruh, did things. Should've been in the hearse fold. Now I'm spittin' rap shit, get me something to live for. Hit him with the P9, better make his ribs show. Rap game is too fake, real niggas lay low. Word around town that you livin' with a halo. Bet I got killers putting cash on halo. No Xbox, shouts out to 2, baby. Free 2, baby. Free Rocky, bitch.
Free Rocky, free Rocky, bitch. Free 2, baby.
Feel me?
Yeah,
bruh, think I'm gay cause I'm grinding in my tiny pants. Bet I'm the only goon nigga in these tiny pants. Sending off shots, kick back, make your wrist jam. Fully loaded thing on my arm like a wristband. You don't want a space jam, you better off the vacate. No, it's no template to touch this. Six kiss reckless. Hands around your neck like a necklace. Leave him screwed and chop, have him thinking he in Texas. Texas, yeah. You know what I mean? The mind is so complex when you're base. 32 levels. Welcome to my world. Like I said, I've been ready. And it feels good to be here now. Finally you realize who's the rawest rapper? Lil B. Just cause you a rich rapper don't really mean shit. I come to your crib and clear that whole bitch out. And then blow the switch out. My mouth with the stick out. I can't be high and robbing pussies with my dick out. I guess I'ma show off. Take my raincoat off. I'm so wet that a pussy get mad at me. Switch cars, new colors, call it raspberry. Site with the .com. Take it out the bag, over stove like Tyron. I don't sell coke, my niggas looked out for me. They ain't wanna let me fall off the balcony. That's like losing Mike Vick on the Falcon team. We a Falco team, but I'm the team leader. I pass you guys, I'm in the two-seater. And what's wrong with you? This is hip-hop, this that old.